Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host, Chantel, and tonight I have the guest hostess with the mostest with me. It's none other than the Marie Rose.
Hello, everybody.
Tonight, you guys, we're breaking out the sparklers and all things red, white, and blue to bring you another entertaining episode. But before we practice poor firework safety, I want to once again shout out all of our new friends on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. I've been hanging with everyone on social media as much as I possibly can and having so much fun doing it. It's been an uber blast chatting with you guys and building our kick-ass community. It is seriously like no other. So then, on a side note, the call is still out in the social media sphere asking for ghost stories, and everyone is answering. A gajillion thanks to everyone who has shared. The hope is to have you guys on the show at some point to share your stories so our other friends to the show can hear your story firsthand, which is far better than listening to us because we already talk enough as it is. So you know how that goes. There's always time to share your ghost stories with us. Make sure to send me a DM on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatevs, or an email. The show is at Media Matters on Twitter and at The Media Matters on Instagram and Facebook, or you can send your ghost story via email to themediamatters@gmail.com. That is right. So many cool stories. And no pressure, if you don't want to be on an episode of the show with us to tell your story, you can write to us and tell us your story that way, and we will read it on your behalf. You can send us an audio recording and we will include it in the show, whatever you would like. Now then, a reminder that I am going to start working on our Patreon page for The Media Matters. I haven't started yet. We talked about it in the last episode, but if you guys don't remember that, so Patreon is a crowdfunding membership platform. It pretty much allows creators of all types to run a subscription service as another way to connect with the creators' subscribers. So they do really cool things in exchange for subscriptions, and that is having very exclusive content just for their subscribers. So it could be exclusive vlogs, exclusive podcast episodes, exclusive artwork. It could be merchandise. It could be all kinds of stuff. So what we would like for you guys to do is let us know what you would like to see on the Patreon page. If it's bonus episodes, merchandise, vlogs, whatever it is, let us know and we will talk it over and take it into consideration and get that page up and running. Now then, let us, before we get into our antics for the night, let's talk some tarot, Marie Rose.
You want to talk tarot?
What you got for us?
So for this episode, for July Magic, I let Miss Chantel draw the card. Mm-hmm. And for this podcast, death came up.
You're welcome, guys.
Card number 13, death. And on this card, if for those of you who haven't seen it, it's a skeleton in armor. He's on a white horse. And he is basically like stepping over this fallen king, and he's approaching a child and a woman who is like turning away from him, because who wants to face death, right?
Right.
So death is carrying a banner where there is a five petal rose on it. And there's a river in the background, which represents the constant circulation of life. And the water, you know, flows out to the sea and is sucked up, which gets sucked up by the sun, which, you know, forms rain and which goes into the streams. And it's just a constant flow. So, I mean, if you ever get a tarot reading and the death card gets drawn, do not freak out, because it hardly ever means the actual death. What it means is change, you know,
not pocket change.
Right. So like in the card, it shows that a king has fallen. It reminds us that all kings, you know, eventually fall. It's perpetual change, you know, death and birth. It's death represents, you know, you know, it's just anti-stagnation. It's the death of social changes for better things to come. Old ideas, you know, need to be tossed out. You know, with a new generation is new ideas and youth begin to mature. So it's a change in old concepts for sure. And, you know, prejudices and ambitions, you know, gradually die. And so it's a transformation. It's a change. And it could be in the in your consciousness is, you know, the birth of a new idea, you know, new opportunities. Mm-hmm. So death means, okay, we're going to get rid of the stuff that we no longer
mean.
Right.
Life.
Exactly. So a very, very interesting card to draw as we talk about July magic.
Mm-hmm. To lighten things up a little bit, because no one wants death on their conscience, is our crystal of the week, which is the rose quartz. Now, this is one of my favorite stones.
To match the rose on the flag?
Ooh, look at that. Mm. Yes. We don't plan this in advance, you guys. We don't talk about what we're doing, what we're drawing. It's random. So this is just like on the spot magic. It's incredible. The rose quartz. It is one of my favorites. It is light pink with some white
strands.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty.
Highlights.
Yeah, some highlights, if you will. This particular stone promotes love on every level of life and stabilizes your emotions. Known as the stone of unconditional love, rose quartz teaches you to empower yourself with positive thoughts, choices, and expression. It is a really good stone to carry with you if you feel like you need extra love in your world, if you feel like you need to give extra love in your world, need to give extra love out into the world. If you...
Right. It's self-love.
Right. Exactly. I was going to say self-love. If you feel like you need to love yourself, it is a very powerful and passionate kind of crystal. Definitely one of my favorites. I have several of the rose quartz.
Yeah, things, you know, whatever you need to forgive yourself for. You need to accept as yourself.
Yes, it's very, very cool. So you guys, make sure you check out the rose quartz stone and make it part of your crystal collection. You will not be sorry. It is a cool one. Now then, let's light some fireworks and singe our eyebrows clean off with some July shenanigans. Because tonight, you guys, we are celebrating the month of July and all of your July babies. It's now a steamy and hellish inferno outside. I'm not sure if we're still in Florida or the deep depths of hell. It is so hot. It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
Yeah, I think July and August are our hell months.
It's true. Yes. We're in the deep depths of hell.
Yeah. July and August are definitely the worst where we live.
Yes. I feel like when I'm outside, I've never had a hot flash. I'm not there in my world yet, but I am pretty positive that's what it feels like all the time, to have like an 8-hour hot flash being outside. It's disgusting. Now then, you guys, July, the month of July. Where did this come from? The name of the seventh month of the year, July, was given by the Roman Senate in 46 BC in honor of Emperor Julius Caesar. And according to the Gregorian, according to the Georgian calendar, this month is the seventh month of the year. However, as per pre-Caesar period, initial Roman calendar, this month was known as Quintilis and was the fifth month of the year. This month consists of 31 days and has been named after Julius Caesar by the Roman Senate during 46 BC when Caesar rearranged the calendar. So we've heard this before.
Right.
He, Julius Caesar, had a thing with rearranging stuff and, you know, taking days away and adding days, and you're the first month. No, just kidding. You're the seventh. Nope, you're the sixth. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Sir Julius Caesar, for doing that again. As I said before, we are in the depths of hell. July is the hottest month of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, whereas in the Southern Hemisphere, it is winter time. That's where I should be, like a snowbird, but opposite. A summer bird.
A summer bird.
I don't know what you call it. A summer bird, because it's too damn hot. How the flowers are still growing and blooming all pretty, I don't even know. Because I walk outside and I just want to wilt.
Yeah, it's the humidity.
Oh, it's disgusting. For the month of July, the traditional flower of the month is the water lily, symbolizing joyfulness, fickleness, and sweetness. As soul medicine for our spirit, gentle lilies address issues of the feminine and women's worth, which is creativity, purity, beauty, spiritual sensitivity, sexuality, motherhood, birth, rebirth, grounding, embodiment, compassion, so many different things. The lily flower can also transform the emotions or traumas that are held in women's bodies that affect their cycles, their organs, their health. And the number three is significant to the lilies, as their parts, petals, sepals, always express in multiples of three. And in numerology, three is a creativity, birth, and communication number, which very, very cool. All lilies bring joyful celebration and the energy of compassion. The lily flower essence lily flower essences offer women a portal to a gentler, more loving, and compassionate way of being, as well as a guide to the life of the divine. The very pure and high frequencies of the lily flowers can nudge out outdated belief structures and are especially helpful for a very sensitive and or feminine soul. Now, in discussing what the lily flower is and knowing that it nudges out the outdated beliefs and it's out with the old, in with the new, I find it very reminiscent of a tarot moment we had just a moment ago, in a moment that we had with the tarot. Yeah.
That's funny.
Isn't that crazy? It all comes back around. It always does, guys. It always does. The lily flower, incredible. This is not only for women. This is for all of us. All of us. We all have feminine energy. We all have male energy. We all are just energy. So the lily flower, incredible. For the month of July, ruby is the birthstone. Ruby is so beautiful.
Oh, ruby is gorgeous.
It is just so stunning. The element for this month is fire. The planets, the sun and Mars. The zodiac sign is Capricorn. However, also Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and Scorpio. The chakra this month is the root. And of course, it being the ruby stone, which is that deep, beautiful red that is the color of the root chakra. Ruby is a lucky gift, for a 15th or 40th anniversary. Which is very cool.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't
know that. Not so much for the 16th anniversary.
It's got to be the 15th.
Yeah, the 15th or the 40th.
I wonder who comes up with these.
Mm-hmm. As do I. As do I.
I think Hallmark makes up a lot of it.
Hallmark got a hand in this. So the ruby is said to arouse the senses, stir the imagination, and guarantee health, wisdom, wealth, and success in love. It is considered to be the lucky birthstone for the month of July, is regarded as the king of gemstones, and represents wisdom, love, health, and romance. And according to some beliefs, a gorgeous fine red ruby stone brings good luck to the wearer. Ruby is one of the costliest stones as far as the value is concerned. Very, very cool. It is so stunning. I really feel like I need a ruby ring.
You feel like you need a ruby ring?
I do. I do. So more on the ruby, you guys, because it really is a cool stone. I could talk about the ruby forever. It's believed to promote courage and energy, heighten awareness. We've talked about the success it is said to bring in money, in love. One of the most expensive jewels ever. Oh my God. My Lord.
All things worth having.
Yes. So there is a legend that says ruby stones are hardened blood drops of battle dragons, right?
Dragons?
Battle dragons. Not just any dragon. Not like my dragons, but a battle dragon. Those born in December are recommended to wear or carry a ruby stone. Ruby symbolizes love and health, royalty and power, dignity and beauty. Owing to its hot, flaring color, ruby was always considered a stone of recovery, which strengthens heart and expels melancholy. In the antiquity, red ruby was a symbol of passion and its pink variety a symbol of tender love. In the East, it was believed that ruby gives to its wearer strength of lion, fearlessness of eagle, and wisdom of snake. It is just so cool. It's so cool.
It's pretty versatile.
Yes, very much. Very much. So the December babies, the July babies, that's your stone right there. Wear it proud. Wear it proud. You can wear it as an amulet. You can wear it for its healing properties, magical properties, all kinds of stuff. Carry it with you. Wear it on your person as a ring. That's what I need to do. For the magic, of course.
Yeah. Ring, earrings, mm-hmm. necklaces.
Now then, Marie Rose, do you know what the July bird is?
I do not know what the July bird is. Tell me.
It is the raven.
Is it really?
I know. And, you know, initially I was a little jelly, but then I said, wait a minute. I am a cusp baby. I am a Gemini Cancer cusp person.
Yeah,
I'm
on the 19th. That's right.
Yeah, I'm on June 19th. So I'm right there. So I was like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay. A little bit of that raven medicine. It's all mine.
Yeah, you relate. You mm-hmm. relate to the raven.
I do. The raven animal totem is sometimes called the keeper of secrets. And like all birds, is a messenger between the heavens and the earth. The raven encourages us to dive deeper and to look within to seek the answers to put in motion the much needed change. Oh my God, again.
The change.
Yes, the moment that we had with the tarot. I mean.
That's funny.
Yes. Oftentimes these messages may be difficult, but soaring over hurdles and obstacles is how we grow most.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I fully agree with that.
Good Lord, with this tarot card. I swear to Lucifer. I swear. In case you're wondering, you guys, here are some of the meanings of the raven. And if you don't remember or you're new to the show, last year or the year before, I don't remember, there was a period of time where I saw ravens everywhere. And it was like in the most random place where one
I remember
would not,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody was trying to deliver you a message.
Yes. And someone did. Like this little girl or something. And I have to go back and look. But I was like, ma'am, why are you in my room? And what is it that you need? And she had a message. And it was just... So, yeah, raven is right up my alley. I like it very much. Here are some of the meanings of the raven. Introspection, courage, self-knowledge, magic, healing, creation, rebirth and renewal. Rebirth without fear, being able to tear down and rebuild, master magician, mysticism, playful aspects, sexuality, honoring ancestors, divination, power of thought, all kinds of stuff. That's just a few of the things.
And that's the July bird.
That's the July bird.
Interesting. I would have associated the raven with like a fall month, like October mm-hmm. or something like that. It's interesting that it's related to July.
Right. I thought so too. Well, here's another July bird because July has two.
Okay.
The eagle, which also another just majestic bird.
Oh yeah. That's the eagle. Mm-hmm. The eagle's awesome.
Right.
So the ravens are awesome too.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
I love both of them.
As do I. So where the raven is, you know, the keeper of secrets and the messenger between the heavens and the earth, the eagle is also an inspiring messenger. So the eagle has the ability to soar to heights other birds merely dream of. The eagle is a powerful animal totem that offers lessons about looking closely at the most minute of details in order to see life from a broader perspective. When this graceful hunter comes into your life, it's time to look inward with a careful eye. Allow your heart to guide you, and opportunities you never dreamed were possible will present themselves when you least expect it.
The eagle's actually my spirit animal.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. Gosh.
It took me a long time to figure that out. and a lot of meditations and a lot of questions and whatnot. But that's very cool. That's what it boiled down to.
And if, you know, you guys, if your spirit animal is an ant, don't feel bad about that. They have a lot of their own magic.
Yeah, they're strong.
Yeah, they're very strong. The eagle has feet with four toes. Four toes. And four is symbolic because it stands for having a solid foundation and being grounded. It's a symbol for being grounded. The number four.
I didn't think I knew that. I associated four with, you know, north, south, east, west.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about being grounded.
Well, maybe that's what resonates for you.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyone that has the eagle as a spirit animal is typically grounded. And if they're not, it's usually not that hard for them to become grounded again. It's their nature to be grounded.
Am I a grounded person?
You're a grounded person.
Sometimes I question that.
You're a very grounded person. But, you know, just like everything, you go through these phases where you're kind of all over the place and you feel like, you know, I do think that the people like yourself that are typically very grounded can immediately identify when they're not and zip it right back into place.
That's true. That's very true.
Very true.
I can ground myself pretty easily.
Yes. Whereas I live in the clouds. I'm like, what? There's a ground down there? Yes. So very cool, you guys. The eagle and the raven for the month of July. Make sure you check those guys out. Some of the things most frequently associated with the eagle are wisdom and freedom. Here are some of the others: intuition, creativity, strength, courage, vision, healing, sexual power, resilience. It goes on and on and on. But two incredible animals, the eagle and the raven. So make sure you check them out, especially if you are a July baby or if you know that these are your spirit animals. Make sure you learn about them because they are uber, uber helpful. Now then, the zodiac sign for July. There are two. And it is, the first is Cancer. The second is Leo. The Cancer zodiac sign is represented by the crab. For a few reasons. Just like a crab, they have a tight hold on what they love and often have trouble letting go. Crabs also move sideways, and those born under the zodiac sign tend to do this in their lives too. So for Cancer, the dates of that zodiac sign are June 21st to July 22nd. The symbol is the crab. The duality is receptive. The element is water. The quality is cardinal. The ruling planet is moon, and the tarot card, the Chariot. Very, very cool. The strengths of the Cancer are nurturing, supportive, healing, compassionate, and unconditionally loving. Some of the weaknesses of the Cancer is that the Cancer can be dependent, indirect, moody, passive aggressive, and unable to let go.
Do you know a lot of Cancers?
I know a few.
That pretty much describes them. That sums them up.
The second zodiac sign for the month of July is the Leo, and the sign of Leo is represented by the lion. Very, very cool. And those who fall under the zodiac sign of Leo are known for their sense of pride and leadership. The Leo zodiac sign runs from July 23rd to August 22nd. The symbol, like we said, is the lion. The duality is active. The element is fire. The quality is fixed. The ruling planet is the sun, and the tarot card is strength. Some of the strengths of a Leo are bravery, being playful, a good leader, being fun, warm, protective, generous, and charismatic. Some of the weaknesses for our little Leos are being vain, being a show-off, stubborn, dominating, and egotistical.
I get along with Leos great.
Do you?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, the Leo friends that I've had have, I mean, at least good connections.
Yeah.
Good connections.
I know I have Leo friends. I just can't think of them right now. I don't know.
Well, the Leo friends that I'm thinking of, they're the type of friends that, you know, I don't have to see, but yes, can pick right back up again. You know, oh, have you been? What are you doing? And just, I mean, there's just no time lost, right, no like awkwardness.
You never miss a beat.
Exactly. That's, yeah. My
like that.
Leo friends are awesome.
I like that a lot. Let's talk about the moon in July. Marie Rose, take it away.
So in July for this year, it's going to be very interesting because there's actually two eclipses going on.
Ooh.
So the first one is the moon will be in Cancer. And so there's going to be a new moon solar eclipse on July 2nd.
Which is a dark moon, right?
Yes.
I think that's a dark moon.
Well, it'll be the new moon, mm-hmm. during the new moon. The dark moon will actually happen at the end of the month, July 31st, but we'll be in the new moon during this time. And then the other eclipse, the moon will be in Capricorn, and there will be a full moon lunar eclipse on July 16th. And in July, we're also going to have a retrograde, and that's from July 7th to the 31st. So don't make any big moves, no big decisions. Do not buy any high ticket items during this time, you know, any electronics, you know, just don't, because mm-hmm. you'll get them home. It won't be what you wanted. It won't work. It's just between July 7th and July 31st, just don't buy any of those high ticket items. Just wait. So the new moon, which will be July 1st through the 3rd. So during this time is when you want to plan a ritual or a celebration, that you'll do when you meet your goals this year. Go ahead and, you know, set your intentions to tend to domestic concerns, you know, make plans to hang out with your family and friends, you know, and establish your network. The crystals associated with this time are opals and white agate. And then, of course, like always, following the new moon, we hit the waxing moon, the crescent moon, the first quarter mm-hmm. moon, the gibbous moon.
And if you guys remember last time we talked about the cycles of the moon, we talked about waxing being it building up to the full moon. So if you remember, we said think of it like adding wax to your car, where it's building that layer on your car. Same thing with the moon.
Right. So during the waxing moon, and this is going to be, you know, every month, you know, you're taking your actions, you're taking initiative, you know, you're basically, you know, taking action on your plan. But more specifically to July, you know, where we said you need to reach out and reach out to your family and friends. So during this time, actually do it. Go have lunch with friends. Get out and meet new people. It's summertime. You know, we've talked about this. Get out. Enjoy the new people you meet. Reconnect with old friends. So, which brings us to the full moon in July, which is July 16th through the 18th, which the new moon will be in Capricorn. And this is known as the Buck Moon, the Thunder Moon, the Hay Moon, the Blessing Moon. July is also known for its thunderstorms. So, you know, during the full moon, collect the rainwater. When it's thundering outside, collect the rainwater. Okay. For those of you who work with water and do spells, you know, thunder water collected during a thunderstorm is so friggin' powerful.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be for spells specifically. It can be for cleansing your home. It could be for getting rid of old energy, unwanted energies, and it's a powerhouse. Rainwater, right. Thunderwater.
Yes,
that's really good.
Definitely. So during the full moon in July, you know, recharge your inner self, meditate, go on long walks, you know, go to the beach, walk through the woods. Just make sure you wear your sunscreen and your insect repellent, you know, but get out and enjoy. Continue to explore your inner self. And if you started a journal in June, like we recommended in the June podcast, you know, journal it, use it, reflect and cleanse yourself and grow. So that takes us going past the full moon back to the waning moon. It's starting to shrink back down. So the waning moon, you know, goes from the July 19th through the 30th. And this is where you know, you're releasing what doesn't serve you. You're breaking your bad habits. You're recuperating and resting, which brings us to the dark moon on the last day of the month, July 31st. So if you've got the dark crystals, the dark red crystals, your rubies, your fire garnets, wear them, use them during this time. Meditate with them. Unclutter your house during the dark moon. So yeah, July 31st. I don't know what day that falls on, what day of the week, but you know, take time for yourself and cleanse yourself, and you know, unclutter that room in your house that's just getting on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the July moon cycles in a nutshell.
Very cool. I like all the moon stuff. It's so nice.
Oh, I love, yeah, going through the moon phases. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's got its, you know, your build up, mm-hmm, and your take down. And,
yep, and you do know, something different at each point.
Exactly. And yeah, it's in relating it all to the actions of that particular month, mm-hmm, you know, for July, you know, getting out, mm-hmm, and meeting with people and, mm-hmm, enjoying summer and whatnot, and then connecting it all together. Mm-hmm. I mean, It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. We are getting down with some facts for the month of July. If you didn't know, July is usually considered a monsoon season, but in a few parts of the world, July lacks rain. And because of that, it starts to lose that nice, pretty, vibrant green color and starts looking dull. Whereas in countries like Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, they are enjoying heavy rainfall and it tends to be a lot greener there. So, you know, we get a lot of rain in the summertime, June, July.
Yeah, but I mean, we get rain every day, but only for a few minutes, especially in July. It's like our rainy season starts, mm-hmm, but it's like 20 minutes of rain, mm-hmm, and then sunshine. Like,
or it's blazing sun and rain at the same time.
Yeah, so I saw a rainbow today on the drive home.
Nice. Because, yeah, of that, yeah.
Right. Sunshine and rainbows.
That's crazy.
Sunshine and rain.
Mm-hmm. Like January in common years, July begins and ends on the same day of the week in leap years. However, in non-leap years, July days, don't generally match with any other month's ending days. So I never pay attention to stuff like that. I'm never like, oh, look, it begins and ends on the same day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's kind of a cool fact.
I think it's a statistic, mm-hmm, as opposed to a meaning.
Yeah.
If there is a meaning, then somebody enlighten us, please. Yeah. I feel like it's interesting calendar statistics.
Yeah. For non-leap years, the 3rd of July happens to be the exact midpoint of any given year, which is cool. Now we know from January 1st to July 3rd, it's the big first half. Remember we talked about in Letha, the sun god, and then the mm-hmm, Holly King?
Yeah.
Where he comes in for the dark half. So after July 3rd, I picture it as like the exact middle, and then the Holly King takes over. And he's like, ha-ha.
This is mine.
Mm-hmm. I told you. July is known for the highest number of U.S. presidents' deaths, as opposed to the month of May, where no U.S. presidents have died. In all, 7 U.S. presidents have died so far in July, which is way higher than any other month.
That's weird.
It's because the heat makes people crazy. I know it makes me crazy.
Oh, okay. I'll go along with that.
Yeah. So remember how I was saying July 3rd on non-leap years is the exact middle point of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the exact, if you want to get down to it, is July 3rd at 1 p.m. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. This month always starts on the same day of the week as April every year and January in leap years. That I thought was better than the other one. I like it. Here are some fun facts about July babies. July babies tend to be optimistic, which is cool. Maybe it's because everybody tends to be in a good mood in midsummer, but research conducted by a European college found that hyperthymic temperaments were significantly higher in those born in spring and summer than in people born at any other time of the year, as reported by Science Daily.
So I'm thinking about the people I know, and I think that's spot on.
Yeah.
I think so. You spring and summer babies tend to be...
Summertime babies.
Tend to be pretty peppy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy people.
The July babies also tend to be tall, which I find that to be a mix. Kind of a mix. They're often left-handed. They have good self-control, which is a little crazy. Sure. Sure. Yeah.
The jury is out on that one. I know some July babies, and it's about half and half.
Yeah. Yeah. July babies tend to be more short-sighted. This could be due to increased exposure to light during pregnancy and early life, putting more strain on their little developing eyes, which is nearsighted.
So you mean short-sighted physically?
Yeah, not in like personality.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, not in personality.
So you mean short-sighted like a nearsighted?
Nearsighted, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Nearsighted. And July babies could be more likely to stay up late. So during the summer, days tend to be, a lot longer until the Holly King takes over. And if you're born in this cycle, you might naturally develop a tendency to fall asleep later than those born in the darker winter months.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. The days are just longer. It's nice. July born babies are naturally hilarious. They are the funniest. So people born in the month of July are expected to have a natural sense of humor. Since it is natural, it surely comes naturally, especially if surrounded with a lot of friends and some acquaintances. Sarcasm is part of their middle name.
So I wonder how many comedians were born in July.
I know. Mm. I know. I wonder too. July babies tend to crack the best jokes and make you laugh all the time. It's something they just can't resist. Good humor is what they are born with, and they are impressively witty. I love friends that are funny. I love it.
Well, I can't imagine you or I surrounding ourselves with anybody who's not.
Yeah.
Because you've got to have a strong sense of humor to hang around with us.
You do.
And you got to be able to take it too.
Yeah, for sure. The July baby tends to have a strong love for family. They tend to have great parenting skills, are said to be good organizers, and though they make a lot of friends, they do like their alone time. They are said to be very good with fashion advice. I don't know this to be true. I don't know to be false either, because I don't usually run around asking people for fashion advice.
No, neither do I. If I like it, then I buy it.
Right, exactly. The July baby can be easily hurt, so be nice to them, guys.
Are they sensitive?
They tend to be sensitive, yeah. July borns have strong sense of sympathy, and they treat others equally. They are calm and easygoing unless excited or tense. They're forgiving, but, don't expect them to forget. But, they're not vengeful. They're nice little creatures. The little July babies. Nice little creatures. Some famous historical events that have happened in the month of July. In 1847, the U.S. postage stamp went on sale for the first time. In 1963, zip codes went into use. In case you wanted to know. In 1937, baseball great Joe DiMaggio hits his first Grand Slam. In 1946, the bikini makes its debut at a Paris fashion show, which I thought was very cool. In 1946, that they had the bikini out in public.
But I am sure it's not the bikinis of today. I'm sure it was high-waisted and very modest.
I think it's a thong.
Modest compared to today's bikini standards.
Yeah, maybe so. But even still, I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, that's
way
neat.
Way back in 46. In 1796, the U.S. State Department issues the first passport.
I wonder who it was.
Yeah, me too. In 1956, Dick Clark hosts American Bandstand for the very first time.
Oh, he must have been a young pup.
Yeah. In 1985, After an unsuccessful attempt to change its formula, Coca-Cola brings back the ever-popular original formula as Classic Coke.
I remember that.
Do you really?
Yes.
In 1960, the Etch-A-Sketch went on sale. In 1914, liquid rocket fuel is patented. Thank God for that. In 1844, vulcanized rubber is patented by Goodyear. In 1869, margarine is patented. I do not like margarine. I like butter, real butter.
Yeah, I don't do margarine anymore.
Here's my favorite thing on this list. Are you ready for it, you guys? In 1902, this is how far back my love goes for this, the air conditioner was invented.
There yes. you go.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. In 1955, Walt Disney's Disneyland opens in Anaheim, California. In 1814, Samuel Colt invented the revolver. In 1969, in One Small Step for Man, One Giant Step for Mankind, what am I talking about, Marie Rose?
Armstrong.
That's right. Becomes the first person to walk on the moon. In 1873, Jesse James and his gang rob their first train. In 1978, Louise Joy Brown, the first test tube baby, is born in Oldham General Hospital in the UK. And in 1940, Bugs Bunny debuts in Warner Brothers' animated cartoon, A Wild Hare. And the world has never been the same since. Thank you, Bugs Bunny. Some of the famous birthdays in the month of July. I do not fall on this list. I fell in the June list with Zoe. Thank you very much. She stole my blanket. For the month of July, we have the Dalai Lama, Daniel Radcliffe, who is none other than Harry Potter himself, Ernest Hemingway, Estee Lauder, George W. Bush, Ginger Rogers, Giorgio Armani, Harrison Ford, Hilary Swank, J.K. Rowling, Jackie Kennedy, Jennifer Lopez, John D. Rockefeller, Tom Hanks, Madonna, Sandra Bullock, Liv Tyler, Margot Robbie, Tom Cruise, Kevin Bacon, Jane Lynch, Kristen Bell, Will Ferrell, and so many more.
A lot of notable names there.
Yes, and I'm sure a lot of our friends to the show are also born in the month of July, so happy birthday to all of you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yes, some of the observances in the month of July. Here we go. Get ready, guys. Grab your pen and paper so you're in the know. This is the month to adopt a rescued rabbit.
Oh, rabbit?
Yes. It's also anti-boredom month, so do not catch yourself saying that you're bored.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what it's like to be bored.
I don't either, but I don't want to give you guys permission to be violent, so I'm not going to say it, but just don't be bored. Go outside, like Marie said. Part of the full moon thing. Yeah. Right. Like she said, the month of July is cell phone courtesy month. I don't see this being a thing anywhere in the world because people are rude as hell with their cell phone. They're mega distracted. They can't even freaking drive their car without the cell phone, like in their face. I'm like, ma'am, sir, put your damn phone down and drive.
Right.
Come on. At least wait till you get to a damn light or you park your car. Just stop. Stop. July is cord blood awareness month, eggplant month, eye injury prevention month, and what? That goes in line with fireworks. So watch your peepers, guys. Safety first. July is also family golf month, fireworks safety month, which it should be.
Which that makes sense. Yes. That's logical.
This is garlic month, you guys.
Garlic.
It is also melon month. It is National Baked Bean Month, National Bison Month, Blueberry Month, Culinary Arts, Doghouse Repairs, Grilling, HIV Awareness, Horseradish.
What?
This is Horseradish Month, Marie Rose. It sure is. It is Hot Dog Month, Ice Cream Month.
Okay, those make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. It is Outdoor Month.
Okay, that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Parks and Recs Month.
Yes.
Picnic Month.
Okay.
Ooh, this one, this is a good one. It's like a Mang. Share a Sunset with Your Lover Month.
Okay.
Who came up with that?
Whoever
it is, I love them. It is watermelon month, which I love.
I get that. Watermelon. Oh my God,
yes. There are so many on here. Women's motorcycle month. Get it, girls. Get it. This is wheat month.
Wheat?
Yeah. Smart irrigation month.
What?
Yeah. Irrigate wisely, guys. Irrigate wisely.
She whiz.
It is Nectarine Month. Oh, you know, this is a good one. Self-care month.
I feel like every month should be self-care month.
No, it's just July, Marie. Stop it.
Every month is self-care month.
We're busy the rest of the year. Knock it off. Those are some of you guys, some of the observances in the month of July. There are so many. So many.
I just want to know who sits there and comes up with all of this.
Agreed.
And who declares it? I mean, is it an act of Congress?
Right. Because I got to say, one of my favorites was Smart Irrigation Month. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was really feeling that one. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay.
So then.
Because you don't want to do dumb irrigation.
No. No one does. You don't want to be the person that ends up in the paper for dumb irrigation. All right, let's kick it off. Let's kick off the horoscopes. So, for Cancer, this is your year to own it, Cancer. If you feel like you haven't been in control of your own destiny, it's time to take back your power and show the world what you're capable of.
Yeah.
A la tarot card. You sons of bitches. Read the tarots. You may have retreated into your comfortable shell at the end of 2018 thanks to some bad experiences, unexpected news, or various other disappointments, so you aren't really interested in exposing your raw emotions to the world right now. Maybe you already put yourself out there on social media and got burned, or perhaps you've always been afraid to show how you really feel. You do feel things deeply, but right now you'd much rather keep your thoughts to yourself than put them out there for everyone to see and critique. The full moon in January aims to shine a light on your soft spots, though, and the fact that it's a super moon means that there will be few places to hide. What kind of hand are you capable of playing when your cards are unexpectedly exposed? You're about to find out. Now then, because we're in July, that doesn't, you know, apply too much. We've already passed that. However, the message remains. It still remains. Now then, Cancer. You feel much less exposed and more comfortable when the sun spends time in your sign between the end of June and the end of July, especially since you enjoy the summer months and all they entail. You love getting together with friends and family for some sun and fun, and this could be the summer you have some very interesting romantic developments to look forward to.
Ooh.
I know. Amazing. Sunset with your lover. Moody Pluto in strict Capricorn heads direct in autumn, hopefully putting to rest some of the suspicions you've had for the past several months. The year 2019 is all about taking control of your life, Cancer, and this is a great time to start. As for you, Leo, it's all about you, which is a fitting title because that's the way you like to have things, all about you. But 2019 encompasses more than that. How are you starting off the year with a full moon? I'm sorry. How about starting off the year with a full moon and supermoon in your sign at the end of January? And to top it off, it's a total lunar eclipse. It'll be hard for you to hide anything, especially your true feelings, and the drama will be intense. You will be experiencing big changes at this time, and in true Leo form, you'll want to broadcast them if they're good. You aren't as eager to share bad news. You do have your precious Leo ego to protect. July is an important month with Mars, the Sun, and Venus all entering your sign at some point. Mars plus Leo in early July equals a very strong urge to get the party started, where the party can be anything from an actual get-together to a work project to studying for a test. Whatever's on your agenda, you're determined to make it the best, fill in the blank, it can be. The best watermelon month, it can be.
The best irrigation month.
Yep, whatever it is.
Oh, goodness.
Attractive Venus in your sign at the end of July brings the focus to your entire personal life, not just your romantic relationships. You want to be adored by everyone, including friends, family members, and coworkers. You know how great you are. Now, why can't everyone else acknowledge it? The more compliments and attention you get for the next 6 or so weeks, the better. You're much easier to live with when you feel like you're the center of everyone's universe. Communications expert Mercury enters your sign in mid-August, making your conversations and interactions even more dramatic than usual, if that's possible. You love to jump on social media and post about your successes, but you're the least likely sign to tell other people about your failures. Something to think about, Leo babies. Something to think about.
Where'd you get those horoscopes from?
This is from horoscope.com. So you guys make sure you check it out and look for your own sign or check out some other sites. If you want us to read horoscopes from any particular site, make sure you let us know. we would be happy to. And we like to jump around and use different sites and just to gauge what they're saying and how closely they relate to each other. And in the end, this is just for fun. It's not.
That's true.
It's not meant to give you like some hard advice for life. That
it's for fun.
Yeah, it's just for fun. Do with it what you will. Now then, you guys, that is our show on all things July. This was, as per usual, a lot of fun. And we really are so grateful that you guys hung out with us again. We love you more than you will ever, ever, ever know. Don't forget to submit your ghost stories to themediamatters@gmail.com or on Twitter @MediaMatters or Instagram and Facebook @TheMediaMatters, where you can also hang with me all the live long day, because that's where I like to hang out with you guys. We also want to know what you'd like to see on the show's Patreon page. So make sure you let us know via email, social media, courier pigeon, skywrite, whatever. I mean, whatever it is.
Smoke signals.
That's right. Smoke signals. We are wishing everyone a hot and steamy week full of rubies and lilies and fireworks. Oh my, we will be back next week with an all new episode. Again, no spoilers. So until next time, friends, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary, and good night.
Good night.